At the time, she didn't know it, but Emma Walker's plan to have NKU students practice interviewing with a robot for the past 3 years was genius.
So we found this to be very beneficial, and honestly, it's prepared our students for this unforeseen pandemic.
Walker directs the Business Experience Program, and the student responses are then analyzed by their peers. This is one way she prepares them for the real all-important virtual experience. The job interview will likely be with a person and not a robot.
So for a video interview, you need to look at what's behind you and look at your surroundings and make sure that it's professional. And then you need to think about the verbal and nonverbal cues more than ever through video, because this is the only way that they're going to meet you. You don't have that firm handshake, right? You're actually looking through a video screen to meet the individual.
CNBC reports 8 out of 10 job interviews are happening via video screen during the pandemic. But are candidates treated fairly that way? A new study from Missouri University of Science and Technology finds that people who interview candidates via video conference rate them substantially lower than ones interviewed in person. The researchers also saw differences in the adjectives used to describe the candidates after the interview was over. Words like experienced and intelligent were used for in-person candidates compared to unprepared and unenthusiastic for video participants. But robots can be programmed to view things differently. Tengai is the world's first unbiased social interview robot, according to the company who makes and programs her. CEO Ellen Oberg-Martinson says Tengai functions as a blind interviewer.
She doesn't care about age or gender or ethnicity or race or anything like that. She only listens to your voice, and the voice is being transcribed into data, and that data is connected to science from behavioral science.
WVXU first told you about Tengai last summer when the robot only spoke Swedish. She now speaks English, and her company is marketing her to businesses in the U.S. and the U.K. Algorithms help Tengai to stay neutral. From Sweden, Oberg-Martinson explains the robot, which is really only a head, is rented by companies who want to use her, and they pay a subscription for the data. She says reaction has been positive on both sides, the hiring manager and the job candidate.
And most people feel that, you know, at first it might be a little bit, okay, this is an unusual situation. But then when you start talking to the robot, since it is actually is behaving like human, you sort of start forgetting it's an actual robot that you're talking to, because it's so supernatural as a human.
Tengai may also eventually have an online presence. But Oberg-Martinson says, at least for one Swedish health agency, the in-person robot worked.
And they were trying to recruit more healthcare workers during the pandemic. And for them, it was a really important task to interview people on site, since they were going to be on site as well. So from that perspective, Tengai doesn't get the virus. So from that perspective, it's good. And I think from the aftermath of the pandemic as well, when people are being more restricted on meeting close face-to-face.
Tengai is still trying to win over some skeptics like NKU's Walker.
I think it's a really neat concept. I really do. I think that there's still some work to be done. I think that artificial intelligence is very intriguing, and it would be nice to have this concept in some of our companies.
Read about other robots participating in the recruitment and interviewing process at WVXU.org and Thompson 91.7 WVXU.